You're listening to the Inside the Mix podcast with your host, Mark Matthews.
Hello and welcome to the Inside the Mix podcast. I'm Mark Matthews, your host, musician, producer, and mix and mastering engineer. You've come to the right place if you want to know more about your favorite synth music artists, music engineering and production, songwriting, and the music industry. I've been writing, producing, mixing, and mastering music for over 15 years, and I want to share what I've learned with you. Hello, folks, and welcome to this week's Inside the Mix music production tutorial episode. So in this episode, I'm going to show you three vocal delay techniques that you can use in your mixes today. So let's get started. This first vocal delay technique uses a stereo delay. So I've got this Logic Pro stereo delay plugin set up on an auxiliary channel. And what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to set it, the left rather, to have a quarter note delay and the right to have an eighth note delay. And I've got the feedback set at around 20%. And I'm actually just going to bring this low cut up a bit as well on the left-hand side. I'm going to bring it up to about 100 and 100 on the right. Now, obviously, I would recommend doing this in context of the mix, but I don't have a full mix here. And I'm going to bring the high cut down to around 10 kilohertz. I'm going to do that. Okay, and I've got my delay set up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to slowly, using the bus from the lead vocal, bring in the delayed channel.
Trying to put it into words, but the words get twisted on my tongue. I must have told you this a long time ago.
Okay, so what you can hear there is adding more depth and movement to the vocal. So it's not just... generic's the wrong word, but it's not just a generic delay put on this vocal. So this is without.
Trying to put it into words, but the words
get
twisted on my tongue. I must have told you this a long time ago.
Okay, so that's technique number one. Let's take a quick break from this episode so that I can tell you about a free resource that I made for you. It's a PDF checklist that describes what you need to do to properly prepare a mix for mastering. So you've done the hard work and you love your mix, yet suitably preparing a mix for mastering is often overlooked by musicians, resulting in delayed sessions, excessive back and forth conversation, and frustration on both parts. I want to help fix that. So if you want this free resource, just go to www.synthmusicmastering.com, as this checklist will help and guide you to make the mastering process as smooth, transparent, and exciting as possible. So again, the URL is www.synthmusicmastering.com for this free preparing a mix for mastering checklist. Let's get back to the episode. Okay, so this second vocal delay technique is even quicker than the first one. So if you want a quick vocal delay, try this. So I've got using more auxiliary send again from the main lead vocal. And I've just got a mono delay on this one. I've got it set to about 200 milliseconds. I'm actually going to just boost that up to about 220 and see what that sounds like. And I've got a feedback once again of about 20%, and I'm going to boost it to 100% in the mix for this mono one because it is an auxiliary channel. And let's play the vocal without.
Trying to put it into words, but the words get twisted on my tongue.
Okay, now I'm going to slowly bring in the delay.
This a long time ago. Trying to put it into words, but the words get twisted on my tongue. I must have told you this a long time ago.
So there we go. A really, really quick way to just put a delay into your mix for your vocal. This third vocal technique is actually a way of creating a doubling effect. So what I've got here is, once again, the same lead vocal. And I'm using the Logic Pro Pitch Shifter plugin. And there's actually a preset in here for vocal doubler, which I suggest using. So I've got it set to 15 cents on this one. So I'm actually going to drag it down a bit because I don't want it to be that wild. Okay. And in addition to that, I'm also going to use this delay. And I've got the delay set to 1/16. Okay. And the feedback I'm going to bring down. And hopefully what you'll now hear is the vocal doubled. So I'm just going to play the vocal and gradually bring in.
Trying to put it into words, but the words get twisted on my tongue. I must have told you this a long time ago. Trying to put
okay,
it
so this is without.
Into words, but the words get twisted on my
this is
tongue.
With.
I must have told you this a long down. Time ago.
Okay, so that's created really quickly using the Logic Pro Pitch Shifter, and there is a preset for the vocal doubler in that one. and then just a mono delay with a 1/16th delay on that one. So give that a go for doubling your vocals. Okay, folks, that is the end of this particular Inside the Mix production tutorial episode. If you're watching on YouTube, please do subscribe and also leave a comment. And if you're listening on your podcast player platform, please do once again subscribe and feel free to leave a comment and look out for next week's episode. Thank you for listening to our show. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to rate our show on Apple Podcasts. Pump the brakes, folks. Don't forget to grab your producer growth scorecard before you leave. It's a handy tool that can help you improve as a producer and get your music out there faster. Plus, it's completely free, and you can download it at synthmusicmastering.com/free.